So we're just going to relax and breathe. Give ourselves permission to just take a little time out and rest and breathe and feel at ease and at peace. Letting go of the getting here and just being here now. It's such a graceful thing to allow ourselves to just rest for a moment. And I'm going to share a quote from Abraham on the process of visualization. They had some interesting things to say about it on March 6th. Abraham said, "We want to expand your understanding of visualization. Think about visualizing as receiving, as reception rather than projection. And now think about the game we asked you to play, where we choose a subject that is an easy existing match, something that is neutral and of no concern. And then focus on it for just a little bit. And notice how the law of attraction brings more to that until it becomes larger. And what we want you to hear in this explanation is by starting with something like when you say, 'I'd like to plan a trip and I would like to visualize it.' Well, you may be asking more of yourself than you're ready to do and may introduce resistance. But if you start in a more general place where you say, 'I like to experience new things that are uplifting to me,' or 'I like a feeling of anticipation,' 'I like looking forward to something,' 'I like that feeling of looking forward to something.' Now pay attention to the way you feel, and if that phrase isn't working for you, then back right off and reach for something else. 'I like to travel,' 'I like going to places I haven't been before,' or even, 'I like going to places I have been and seeing aspects that I haven't seen before.' Now feel how general we are being. We've not picked a place, we've not purchased airfare, we didn't get online and look for hotels. We're just speaking generally of how fun it is or how good it feels to. 'I like walking out of a building that I don't know and taking in my first breath of air and my first sights and sounds of the city. I like that uplifting feeling that I find there.' Now, with just this little bit of conversation, it's enough to generate some visualization. You may catch a glimpse of something. Esther goes right to Barcelona with this thought of this hotel that's on an intersection with beautiful buildings. And it's visualizing something you might call memory, but that's not what's happening now. It isn't memory in the way you think of memory, it's a visualization. Now let it sit for a bit and feel if you don't have something that feels like anticipation. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to see some new sights, to experience some new things, to meet some new people. Now, we've been making a statement for a while about quieting your mind, which is what being general does. And then watch the movie, the visualization, if there is one. Watch the movie, if there is one. Well, for Esther, her mind is exploding with seascapes and views from her ocean-going deck and her green treehouse, and lovable cat just ran by, and a stream with some fishes in it. In other words, your mind will give you whatever you allow it. Some of you are feeling criticism about this conversation. You're not ready for visualization. Some of you, your mind is opened. You're outside the box, and you're getting some images. Now, if we were being quiet and not guiding this, we know that this soft, unspecific, general conversation has provided for you a vibrational basis for some good visualization. So what we're saying to you is, if you want to visualize, be general in your thoughts. General, but good feeling, like comfort, like a comfortable chair, like a beautiful view or a sweet fragrance like orange trees in bloom. You practice standing in a good feeling place and you let your thoughts waft into your consciousness and you will reestablish your point of attraction. We're not kidding you. The noisy neighbors will move out and lovers who are mad at you will reconsider and debt that you have will be paid and vacations that you want will fall into place. This is not pie in the sky. This is deliberate creation. This is not magic. This is focus. This is not foolishness. This is understanding the physics and the laws of the universe and understanding the coordinates that have already been established in your life experience for well-being, for health, for stability, for abundance, for fun, for joy. Notice your life. Notice what comes back to you. Notice the answers that the universe gives you, because you're getting moment by moment feedback about what your output is. Your output and your input are always the same. Go general to an easy, good feeling output and watch the input that comes in response. I loved that idea of visualization as reception and going general as the way to allow your mind to bring you images that feel good. And I was talking to a friend this morning and I mentioned to her that a while back, Marcia and I had worked on a listing of good feeling words. And Marsh actually put pictures to it and made it a delightful document. And so I thought I might go general today as we contemplate receiving visual images. And just suggest to you some of the most general terms we can suggest, which are emotions, and see how that works for our visualization. So we're going to start out by just relaxing and breathing again, and letting ourselves sink into that beautiful, sweet, peaceful place. Just breathing slowly and deeply. And feeling that restful feeling that comes from relaxing. And as we're relaxing here in that which is peaceful, I'm going to suggest a few words in the category of peaceful that Marcia created, some of my favorites. So see if there's an image that comes to you when you think of the word serene. Is there an image that feels like serenity to you? What does serene call to mind? There are so many possibilities. It could bring to you a person or a work of art a landscape or an experience. Serenity. I also love the word tranquility. Does serene feel the same as tranquil, or is there something about tranquility that brings up a new image or two? Perhaps you get a picture of a place where you have previously felt tranquil. Or you imagine an experience where you will feel tranquil. I'm imagining walking at the edge of the ocean, up to my ankles in water with my toes squishing in the sand. That feels like tranquility to me. But now that I'm at the ocean, I'm imagining seeing dolphins leaping off the shore where I'm walking. And that no longer makes me feel tranquil. It makes me feel excited, delighted, enthusiastic. So think about what makes you feel delighted. What's delightful for you? There are so many possibilities for experiencing delight. Could be taking in the face of a happy, laughing child. Or gathering with friends to celebrate a birthday. Or singing along with a favorite song. Those are some of the things that delight me. What delights you? Now let's think about abundant. Right now there's an abundance of flowers on so many trees. An abundance of flowers coming into bloom in my garden and all my neighbors' gardens. An abundance of birds as they migrate back to this area in the spring. means abundance to you? Can you visualize something that inspires a feeling of abundance? Getting an unexpected check in the mail inspires a feeling of abundance for me. Finding out I was getting an unexpected tax refund this year definitely felt like abundance to me. And having flowers in my bathroom always feels like abundance to me. Picture abundance. Marcia came up with a whole series of words that mean focus that are fabulous, like enchanted, intrigued, mesmerized, and spellbound. What makes you think of the word enchanted? Enchanted is lovely. Makes me think of ferns that I imagine have fairies living underneath them. And I used the word mesmerized yesterday to describe seeing a white great egret with its mating plumage flowing and blowing in the wind. It was mesmerizing and exquisitely beautiful. What can you imagine that is mesmerizing? What does the word spellbound bring for you? Do you have an image of a moment when you felt spellbound? looking over this list of words, the one that just jumped out at me is charming. What comes to mind when you think of charming? I can think of a cottage or a village or a person. What's charming in your mind's eye? So many wonderful words, and we're running out of time to do a lot more, so let's try radiant. Allow your mind to receive an image of radiance. As we finish this time of meditation, I am so grateful for this idea of visualizing the words of emotion, because they're very general and they can bring up so many different images to receive. So I give thanks for this opportunity to just contemplate these beautiful words and these wonderful ideas that generate such beautiful images and allow us to relax and open to receive in our lives, in the physical reality, as well as in our emotions and our minds. Life is so good, and I am so grateful for the Abraham message. I give thanks for it, and so it is.